there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Redestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Now, Labor Day signaling the winding down of the regular season in baseball. And one of the teams that we very rarely talk about, even though I know we do very well in this particular city, in the city of Seattle, would be the Mariners. A lot of guys that listen to the podcast, listen live to the show, that have become fans, super fans of the show. They listen every night. And
who?
Sometimes they reach out and say, why do you not talk about the Mariners? But even that has gone away. Led by, with his bugle, Robbie the Mariner fan, the Mariners have been floundering. They've been drowning for a while. And there has been very little reason to talk about the Seattle Mariners. They don't make for good talk radio until now. Now, to give you the backstory on this, the Mariners on July 1st were a half game behind the Astros in the American League West. They were 2 games behind the Red Sox for the top record in all of baseball on the 1st of July. Top record in all of baseball, 2 games behind that. Since then, the Mariners are 23-31, and they have been stomped out like a cigarette butt on the sidewalk there on a nightly basis. But they have finally done something stimulating. They have finally done something interesting. They have finally done something relevant of conversation. For that, I am grateful. We have a work-related dispute, workplace violence, with the Seattle Mariners. Now, if you've not heard about this, we got a good one. I love these kind of stories. Oh, these are great. If you've not heard this, this is wonderful. So let me give you the setup on this. D. Gordon, Mr. PED himself, D. Gordon, before the game with the Orioles, he politely asked a bunch of reporters, he said, listen, can you please leave the Mariner clubhouse here? He was very polite about it. You know, we have to take care of some business here. Will you please go outside? All right, so the reporters then walk outside of the Mariner clubhouse, and less than 30 minutes, in the bowels of Safeco Field, less than 30 minutes later, according to one report, all hell broke loose. One Mariner beat writer said, those chronicling, they were standing on the other side of the doors to the Mariner locker room, the sounds of violence taking place, and they were being documented. There was a tussle. We had a tussle going on, player on player. Mariner on Mariner crime. And I want to talk about this. Now, one of the scribes said he walked to the Mariner locker room. The doors were locked, but they burst open, and there was shoving and scuffling inside. So the doors opened up to the locker room. You could see the violence. You could see the violence taking place. Now, Scott Servais, who I'm told is the manager of the Mariners, attempted to downplay all of this, the old line from the iconic Police Academy movie. No, it wasn't Police Academy. It was, what was the name of the movie? Well, there's nothing to see here. Move on. Leslie Nielsen, the Leslie Nielsen scene. Naked Gun. Yeah, the Naked Gun scene. The iconic scene, one of the great scenes in cinema from that movie years ago. And so just think Scott Servais is there. Nothing going on here. So let's get into it now. People are making this seem like it's the end of the world. Like this is the worst thing that could possibly happen to a professional sports franchise. So we'll frame it that way. As the saying goes for Scott Servais, you can't unring the bell, right? You can't, once something's out there, you can't unring the bell. But is this as bad as some are making it out to be for the Mariners? Now, they did lose to the Baltimore Orioles, which is embarrassing. That's like worth 7 losses. It's just so embarrassing, so demoralizing when you lose to the Baltimore Orioles, who have 98 losses but beat the Seattle Mariners. So my viewpoint on this, you've got the lazy river, the melting pot, and the big three, right? And the big three, and we will bind all of this together. Now, initially, we had some very vague details on what took place here. We know that there were different names tossed out as possible combatants in the workplace violence there. But it was pretty obvious that one of the people involved in this was D. Gordon. You don't have to be a private eye. You don't have to work for the FBI to know that D. Gordon, he was involved centrally, as whether he was the instigator, whether he was the agitator. That's not a leap of faith. Since he was the one that politely, very politely, said, hey, listen, can you guys please leave the locker room? And then right away, the rhubarb happened. Now, Scott Servais, he would not name names. They tried to circle the wagons as best they could there. He was on the field when this happened, the Mariner manager, when the incident happened. But the names have started to emerge. Now, early on, there was a report that it was shortstop Gene Segura and catcher Mike Zunino that were in the middle of it. But now, after the Mariner game, reports later indicating that it was not directly about Zunino, although it probably should have been. He's hitting 190 for the Seattle Mariners. He's had a miserable year. But the latest information, this is as fresh as it gets. It's right out of the oven. It's popping hot. You got to leave it on the counter for like 5-10 minutes. Let it cool down. That this was a dispute between, yes, D. Gordon and Gene Segura. And what was it about here? We'll get to that in a minute. But let's do the tail of the tape. Now, when you have a boxing match, you must go to the tail of the tape. And we don't get many great boxing matches to talk about. It's a problem with the boxing world, the sweet science and all that. But when we have a big fight, we love to break it down. So let's do it right now. So you got in one corner, D. Gordon, who is listed, if you go by his listed height and weight, he is listed at 5'11", 170 pounds. If he's more than 110, then something's off there. He's very skinny. He's a very petite man. So 5'11", 170 for for D. Gordon. And then in the other corner, you have Gene Segura. Now, D. Gordon's listed at age 30, so he's 30 years old. Gene Segura, who's 28, and he was the other combatant, we believe, his height and weight, 5'10", 205. So if you break it down here, there's a clear weight advantage to Gene Segura. There's a small height advantage, a small edge to D. Gordon. The age factor, clearly in favor of Gene Segura. He's got 2 years on D. Gordon. And I would think that Segura would have better CompuBox numbers, a higher percentage as far as power punches, because he's got a little more muscle than D. Gordon. So I would give the edge to Gene Segura. And it's great. And as far as the idea, wow, this is going to derail the Mariners' season, they were already off the tracks anyway. They needed a crane to come over and put the car and the caboose back on the tracks here. The way the Mariners have played, the way they have performed this season, they sucked most of the season. Now, since the 1st of July, they have been lifeless. They have been floating on the lazy river of mediocrity in Major League Baseball. In general, apathy. They've been unwatchable. They're like the Mariners of recent years that can't hit. They got all these players that are supposed to be better offensive players, and they suck. At this point, the last couple of months, they've been bad. And even if this was for the wrong reasons, if I'm a Mariner fan, and I have no, as Michael Vick would say back in the day, I have no dog in the fight, but this was good emotion. It was, right? Show some passion. This could actually jumpstart the Mariners. I know that sounds ridiculous considering that they lost to the Orioles, which is like seven losses, but I have seen this kind of thing before. We've all seen this thing kind of before if you've followed this. Now, secondly, some are saying that the Mariners are now in the offseason going to get rid of these guys and all their troublemakers and all that stuff is going to set the process or process back. That's all an overreaction. It's all an overreaction. The locker room, a big, giant, massive melting pot, and you're intermixing people from all kinds of backgrounds in there and you're tossing them together. And especially in baseball, you've got the international flavor. So every now and again, a pot boils over. Even the greatest chefs in the world have a pot that they just don't keep an eye on it and boils over. And I would say just like your job, not everyone gets along with everyone else. I work in radio. I've worked in radio a long time. I've seen dust-ups at the radio station. I've seen, I think, three fights now in my career. Been in the business for a long time. It's been good. I've seen some good solid disagreements, shouting matches. I've been in some shouting matches myself. These things have happened. But one of the great fables passed down is that you have to have, and this is one of my pet peeves, great team chemistry to win. Now, the Mariners aren't winning because they're not playing well, but that's one of the great lies that sports fans tell each other. And it's perpetrated by the sports media. They repeat this in the echo chamber. Oh, you've got to get along. Team chemistry, you must. Yeah, not true. You think Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal were good buddies or despised each other? Did that hurt the Lakers when they were winning championships in that era? No. Manny Ramirez was public enemy number one for many players on the Red Sox. They didn't like him. They thought he was a dog. They thought he was lazy. But you know what? He could hit. And he could hit in big spots in the postseason. And that Red Sox team, they broke the curse of the Bambino and all that. They won a couple of World Series with Manny Ramirez. And another example, you've got A-Rod and Derek Jeter, who have a great distaste for each other. They were co-workers with the Yankees. They won a championship together. And there are plenty of old-school examples. If you want to go back in the hot tub time machine to the old Yankees of back in the day and some of the legendary tales of the era when Billy Martin and Reggie Jackson and guys like that would go at each other and just like dust-ups in the locker room. All right, now the final thing here. It is hard to keep anything a secret these days. And so we have some more information out. Being a distant relative of the great Nostradamus, it was easy to predict that D. Gordon was in the middle of this fighting with a teammate. Now, my default position has always been that it's going to be one of the big three. It's going to be one of the big three. Now, what are the big three that cause a fight? In the sporting world, you have three things. You have women, You have gambling, which also includes money and machismo. Every single fight, with the exception of one or two in my life, has been about those things. Have been about one of those things. Either a dispute over, you know, guys who want to date the same woman, or they are dating the same woman and one finds out the other is dating it. Shout out to those old Dallas Mavericks back in the day with Jason Kidd and Mashburn and those guys when they were doing it. You have that. You've got gambling, which is kind of obvious. The Washington Wizards had guns pulled in the locker room because of a gambling dispute with Gilbert Arenas. That's a legendary tale. And machismo is the one that most often plays here. Most often plays. So if it's not a lover's quarrel, if it's not a gambling debt unpaid, then it's someone questioning someone else's effort or performance. The testosterone kicks in, and we are off to the races. It is fight night in the locker room, and that appears to be what has happened here. If you picked machismo, it appears that is accurate because the reports coming out of Seattle indicate that the trigger point for this rhubarb in the Mariner locker room was D. Gordon butchering a ball in center field during Monday night's game, a game the Mariners won against the Orioles, and that was the trigger point to the fight, and Gene Segura was very unhappy. So there was that incident between Gordon and Segura, and it was because of some trash talk about D. Gordon and a misplayed ball in center field. Something like, hey, you know, why don't you practice fly balls or something like that, man? You could have cost us the game. Questioning his manhood, right? Now, you remember the last – this is the last baseball fight. We'll bring in Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas Garcia. Well, this is the last fight I recall talking about baseball-wise. It might not be, but this is the one I remember. Do you remember the one in Oakland a couple years ago, Eddie? We broke it down here scientifically. We did fight coverage.
I don't remember. Not offhand.
It was Billy Butler and Danny Valencia.
Oh, no. I do not remember.
You don't remember
that.
This?
No, I don't.
This is a good one. This was Billy Butler double dog dared Danny Valencia to do something about it. There was a dispute over, like, shoes in the locker room, and
I do remember that now.
And then he got a little knuckle sandwich Billy Butler did from Danny Valencia.
Didn't he badmouth him to the shoe rep that was there?
Yes.
Don't do that.
I'm going off my memory, which is usually wrong, but I recall Valencia was like, Butler ratted him out for like wearing different shoes that he wasn't supposed to wear or something like that. And so Valencia, when Butler said, do something about it, Valencia did. He shoved his face, you know, his fist right in the Butler's face.
There you go.
And here we are 2 years later, Eddie, and I believe neither one. Country Breakfast is out of baseball.
Great game.
And Valencia, I don't think he's playing anywhere. Both of them are out of baseball.
I would not mind if that was my nickname, by the way.
Country Breakfast?
Yeah, I take that. I'd wear that as a badge.
Country Biscuit. How about that?
Biscuit's not bad. I do
biscuit
enjoy
and gravies.
Biscuit. Again, we're doing okay with
solid.
That. Solid? Yeah.
It's hard to really mess up biscuits and gravies.
Yeah.
Right? It's really hard to screw that up. That's one of those things how do you have a bad meal with biscuits and gravy?
Now, you had mentioned, you and I have worked here quite a long time. And I would think if someone was coming to get some good stories about Fox Sports Radio, that they would probably come to you and I.
Yeah.
Because we've just been around longer.
Sure,
we've seen more things.
Yeah.
And I have been here for one of the legendary fisticuff incidences at the network.
Host-producer, right?
That is correct,
really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's cool.
Legend.
It's a great story.
And the guy, and we won't name names here because we still work here, the moment I get fired, tell-all book. I'm writing a tell-all book. I will continue on. The host that got involved in it went on and did like major network television.
It was,
still very
in
prominent.
My opinion, one of the greatest punches ever thrown, not because it was a great punch that connected, but he was fired and immediately went on to much bigger and better things.
Yeah.
And his career has taken off since then. Had he known, maybe he should have thrown it sooner, or maybe if I had known that was what it took, that I would, you know, maybe punch somebody here. But anyway.
And ironically.
And he's a really nice guy, by the way, too.
The other guy that had it coming.
Yes.
The other guy that had it coming, he has a very good job as well.
I've heard.
Yeah. So they both worked out for him. They let some steam off. It's part of Fox Sports Radio legend. It's wonderful.
Who had to come in, the producer or the host?
Oh, the producer had to come. Yeah. Oh. I mean, there were like 12 guys that wanted to do that.
Oh,
and and so everyone was like, "Way to go." You know.
Oh,
it's like
wow.
It's like there was a
Goob.
there used to be a baseball writer in LA, and he passed away a couple years ago, but I won't speak ill of the dead. I'll just speak generally ill of the dead. But he was a very evil person. He was a very mean person. And everyone hated him. He despised radio people. He treated radio people terribly. And Mark Myers punched him. Just like he got so upset, he punched him in an elevator. It was awesome. And the story was, as I recall, they got into a fight in the elevator at the Big A. And by the end of it, the elevator opened and there were like glasses flying out of the elevator from the fight that was taking place. So it happens. And it happens every once in a while. Anyway,
be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Now, to say the New York Giants are not expected to be very good would be a slight understatement. There's a lot of hype around the Giants, the New York media machine believing that they have the makings of an offensive dynamo with Saquon Barkley and Odell Beckham. The hype is real. But the odds makers do not agree. The wise guys have the over-under win total for the Giants. Last I saw it was 6.5. 6.5, that was what it was last I checked, for the Giants. Which leads us to a revelation from the head coach, the on-field boss there, the Giants, who, well, I bet most people, if you went to just a regular person on the street and said, hey, who's the coach of the Giants? You know who the coach of the New York Giants is? This used to be a big deal. It used to be something that was important to be the head coach of the Giants. This is, you talk about a nondescript coach. Pat Shurmur. Who? Pat Shurmur is the coach of the Giants. Yeah. Tell me who's not excited that he's going to be on the sidelines. Oh, that's right. Everybody. Very rarely do you get to go out and hire a guy that was, what was he with the Cleveland Browns? 9-23 with the Cleveland Browns a couple years ago. The great thing about coaching the Browns is you don't last a long time and then you go somewhere else. And every Browns coach says, well, maybe I'll be the next Belichick, right? Belichick coached the Browns and he went on and he's the greatest coach ever with the Patriots. So I could be the next Belichick. Yeah, the odds of Pat Shurmur being the next Bill Belichick, I'm going to go 0.0. Yeah. Anyway, well, Shurmur did say something interesting. He is open, he said, to having Odell Beckham and Saquon Barkley work on special teams. Now, this is seen by many as a taboo that you should never do this with your star players. Shurmur was bloviating on his weekly radio appearance on WFAN in New York. He declared that the Giants would use their offensive weapons strategically, was a buzzword that he used in the return game. So what does that mean? Well, on face value, Odell Beckham would occasionally return some punts. Barkley, kickoff duty. Now, predictably, a chunk of easily triggered, very sensitive New York Giant fans were immediately freaking out. Oh, my God, what is Shurmur doing? What is he doing? You can't risk the injury. These are our dynamic playmakers ranting and raving. You can't use these guys in their return game. Ridiculous. All right, so let's discuss. Now, the question, are you up or down on the idea of Odell Beckham and Saquon Barkley getting some special teams work? Now, this is a kind of a question that we get every single year, and my answer is always yes, do it. So I'm going to be very consistent here, and I am going to say yes, I am up on this. That is the way to do it. The Giants should play these guys at times on special teams. It's not draconian. It's not outrageous. It's the right thing to do. Now, my perspective, you've got intimidating, scaredy cats, and the bag. All right? Get to all that. We'll link these things together. Now, hey, Pat Shurmur, as I documented there, pretty vanilla hire, pretty non-exciting hire. You're not going to win the news conference with Pat Shurmur. He's getting another opportunity. He's in the good old boys network of the NFL. This statement assuming that it's accurate and honest and not just blowing smoke, this is a positive for Shurmur before he coaches his first game. Now, why is that? To me, it shows, and I think to you also, it shows you that Pat Shurmur is not afraid to, if you have to, think outside the box. You don't have to coach mechanically. That's actually a possibility. You don't have to be the mechanical coach. This is not baseball where you go with the algorithms, whatever the algorithms tells you. A pitcher gets to 100 pitches, you take him out. The lefty-righty matchup, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's some more nuance to this. And absolutely, 100%, the Mallers seal of approval on a selective basis, it would be the smart move. It would be the wise move to use both Beckham and Barkley on special teams. Key phrase there. Selective. Right? Pick your spots. You pick your spots. Kind of like chocolate chip cookies. I love chocolate chip cookies, but you have to pick your spots. You can't be eating them every day. If you're double-fisting chocolate chip cookies, you're going to end up in the grave very quickly. You have to pick your spot selectively. You have to do it. But that's pretty obvious, right? It's pretty obvious here. You want to get your playmakers as many opportunities to touch the football and to, you know, win the game. You play to win the game. Imagine what an intimidating presence Odell Beckham would be in the return game. You would see some punters defecating on the field with the idea that they're going to punt to Beckham, and they would do things that they wouldn't normally do, whether it be punting out of bounds or short kick it, whatever it might be. Now, that part I think we've kind of explained. Imagine also what an intimidating presence it would be with Beckham or Barkley in the return game there. Rather than some unknown generic kick returner, it would be great for the Giants. Now, many coaches have turned into this overprotective parenting style. It's a virus. It started in the NBA. It has spread to baseball. We have seen some of this in the NFL. It's harder to do in the NFL. The latest example of this overprotective coaching in the NFL is Hugh Jackson, who famously rewarded veteran players in training camp with healthy days off. Great 0-16 team last year. They certainly deserve it. No, that's very reasonable to do that. I think, yeah, why not? You're getting better when you're not playing. Yeah. Now, as for these nitwit fans, and it's a small but vocal minority, who are freaking out because of the injury risk. These people have been emasculated. I feel bad for them. You cannot baby in the NFL. You cannot do it. And then the yeah, but crowd kicks in. Well, yeah, but Odell Beckham's got, $90 million guaranteed? And yeah, but Saquon Barkley's the future of the running game. He's the next great running back for the next 7 years. Can't risk injury. Nonsense. That is my response. Nonsense. These are fear-based people. They're filled with that fear-based anxiety. Odell Beckham and Saquon Barkley could slip getting out of the shower. They could take a taxi ride around Manhattan, and they could get hit by another taxi. They could go – they still have, I don't think they have the horses anymore in Central Park, but they could go on one of those, and the horse could get upset. They'd fall off the horse. They could go to a club and shoot themselves in the leg. That's happened to Giants players before. They could do that. You can't put them in bubble wrap, right? So my advice to this small but loud minority who's saying, oh, you can't do Beckham and Barkley on special teams, stop being a scaredy cat. Take a deep breath. Do some meditation. It's not a pillow fight that they're doing in the NFL. It's a collision-based sport. And on a limited basis, again, limited basis, pick your spots. It makes all the sense in the world. It is the right thing to do. Now, the last point here, assuming the Giants are not fertilizer, and that's a big assumption because the Giants, again, their win total over-under, last I checked, was 6.5. That's manure territory. Yeah, that's that smell, you know. Like I don't live that far from a racetrack, and I go near the racetrack at night sometimes, and they feed the horses and all that. Yeah, the smell is, boy, it's something. It is, whew. But the Giants, for this to work right, let's say there's a key game. The Giants, I believe, they play the Eagles in like week 11 of the season. If the Giants are decent, they got a shot. Pat Shurmur could go into his bag of tricks and use Odell Beckham on the punt team. Every coach, every good coach, has something distinctive, some kind of method to the madness, right? The technique to stand out from the crowd. And the bag of tricks, which I looked this up. We used to do this bit on the show, is the word or the phrase of the week, and we, boy, it was great sports radio to break down the history of a phrase. But the phrase bag of tricks goes back to like the late 1600s, and it's from a French fable, bag of tricks. It was about a fox that carried a bag of tricks from a French fable, and here we are in 2018 using it today. Isn't that wonderful? Hey, that stood the test of time. It certainly stood the test of time. But it's not like Odell Beckham hasn't done the punt return thing in his career. He did as a rookie. We're told returned 21 punts. He averaged 8 yards a punt return. In recent years, he's only had 12 return punts combined. But a lot of that is because the Giants have been like the University of Miami. They've been ocean garbage. And Beckham also got hurt. But I fully endorse this. It is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. If you'd like to comment on that, you are more than welcome. The lines are open. And remember, I think I went 7 months without giving out the phone number. Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas Garcia. Remember when I went 7 months not giving out the phone number?
I'm pretty sure it wasn't that long.
Yeah, I don't think it was that long. 7 months.
It was actually 12 months. It was a full year that I went without giving out the number. That's what I did.
I believe that's the distortion of the truth.
I want to say it was like 3 months.
You're right. It was actually 14 months. You guys are correct. My memory is 14 months that I went without giving out the phone number. And we had a bunch of phone calls. So maybe I shouldn't give out the phone number. Maybe I should just kind of stand back on that. Because my theory is the sycophants of this show know the number. That I give out the number, but they know the number. So why do I keep giving out the number? Because people know the number. I say, hey, call.
Plus, no play for Mr. Gray.
It's kind of like a wild goose chase, too, Eddie. Because if people are really motivated, they'll go find the number. You just Google it. It's right there on the internet.
It's not hard.
It's easy to find the number. It's not a block number. We have our number out there. We encourage people to call. So. That's how we do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's how we roll here. All right. We'll take your phone calls. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That is at Ben Maller. You can be part of it. The festivities. Robbie's very bummed out. Robbie, the Mariner fan. I did a full Maller monologue on the Mariners last hour. If you were not listening, consider yourself lucky. Good job by you. You can go back and hear it on the podcast if you would like to. There you go. You gotta do it.
I'm actually on the live air.
Nah. Yes, you're on. No, you're not. You're not on the live air. Manic Mike writes in, says, utilizing Odell Beckham on kickoffs is the equivalent of wasting a perfectly good star catcher on Ben Maller's first pitch. Nothing happens worth watching. That is, Manic Mike, that you could not be more wrong. And again, I know you're getting up there in age, Manic Mike, but that was pure gas that I threw up there. I mean,
it was a Rich Hill type of pitch.
The catcher, I don't know if I should say this on the air. He was actually hurt. He missed the game. The guy that caught the pitch missed the game and had to go on the disabled list because of the velocity of the pitch. There was that much mustard on that pitch.
Because he had to jump out of his crouch. He wasn't expecting that.
It actually hurt the man's wrist, the poor person, because of the velocity. I did not go easy. I did not throw my famous breaking ball, the Ephus pitch. I did not throw that. This was a velocity situation.
Wrong.
Is what it was.
Wrong.
It's the talk of San Bernardino. They're still talking about it.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Look what time it is. Oh, my God. Look at that clock. You see the clock? You see it? You see it? You see it?
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And here we go. Time now for the third degree. And we bring in the Coop Diller.
Ben, new Cubs pitcher Cole Hamels added to the rivalry after the Brewers' 4-3 walk-off win. Even in the loss, Hamels talked bluntly about how it was all Cubs fans in attendance at Miller Park and blasted the Brewers' ticket sales. Ben, does baseball need more of this kind of trash talk, or does Cole Hamels need to stay in his lane?
No, I don't stay in your lane. I found it entertaining. It was pretty benign, though. Hamels has been with the Cubs for about 30 seconds. The Brewer fans were razzing him. It was fine. It was perfectly fine. A couple of thoughts, though. many Brewer fans, and I believe this to be accurate, many Brewer fans sell their tickets and they get a chunk of money. If you're a season ticket holder of the Brewers and you get those drunkards from Chicago to make that 90-mile drive to Milwaukee, you sell your tickets and you go out and have a good time. You can invest that and you make a little money on the deal. That's a win-win for the Brewer fan. And I saw a stat. I believe this to be accurate. I read it on the internet, so it might or might not be true. But the Brewers' attendance is 10th in baseball if you include the Cubs. But in non-Cub games, they're also 10th, meaning that it doesn't drop off. It's just there's more Cub fans because the Brewer fans sell their tickets when the Cubs come to town. But it's like when they play the Reds, Cardinals, you know, the other teams, the Padres, the Rockies, the Pirates, teams like that. Are people flocking to Wisconsin for a summer vacation? Probably not. Now, my brother lives there. I don't go to Wisconsin to visit him. So, I mean, what are you going to do? And B, the trash talk is good. And this was a relatively harmless comment by Cole Hamels. He didn't call the Brew Crew fans a bunch of parasites. And by the way, Cole Hamels, he said he's played for some good rivalries or in some good rivalries. He played with the Phillies and the Rangers. Like, who the Met-Philly rivalry, has that ever been talked about as one of the great rivalries in the history of baseball? And the Rangers? Rangers and Astros? Please, I'm not impressed. There's three rivalries in baseball. Dodgers, Giants, Yankees, Red Sox, Cubs, Cardinals. And the Cubs-Cardinals thing, he doesn't get in on that because he's only been a Cub for a cup of coffee. So you can't take credit for that one. All right, next.
Now, Ben, Derek Carr has commented some more on the Khalil Mack trade. Now, he and Mack came into the league together in 14 to a bad Raiders team. And then 2 years later, they went 12-4. But, you know, we know how that ended. It's broke. It's broke.
Yeah.
Ben, now Carr says that the shock over...
kind of harsh. You're sitting near a Raider fan.
Carr says that the shock over Mack leaving is over with. Now, he and Khalil are reportedly best friends. Do you think this lingers into the season and affects Derek Carr's play?
Yeah. All right, here's my position on this. Only if it's convenient. What I mean by that is, number one, it depends on how this plays out. It's kind of obvious, right? I'm confident that in the fourth quarter, let's say Monday night, Rams-Raiders, in the fourth quarter, if it's a close game, is Derek Carr going to have a brain fart and be distracted thinking about memories of Khalil Mack and the friendship and the bond and then throw an interception to Aqib Talib? Probably not, right? Now, he could throw an interception in the fourth quarter. However, there is no causation correlation between the Khalil Mack trade and Derek Carr playing poorly. And number two, should the Raiders have a miserable season this year, and so say 5-11 or 6-10, this particular trade, it's the boomerang effect. It is going to be brought up ad nauseum. It will be used to fit the agenda, the anti-John Gruden agenda, that he's a bozo and that only Khalil Mack had not been traded to Chicago, that this would have been a magical Raiders season because you got to have a fall guy. So the Raiders have one with Khalil Mack. All right, next.
Now, a couple nights ago, a handful of Virginia Tech players were seen mocking the tomahawk chop during their fourth quarter win at Florida State. Ben, it got me thinking, have you ever had a competing radio station mock your show?
Not necessarily like that, but I've gotten into some rivalries with shows, but usually it was at places I work. When I was doing local radio, I did a midday show years ago, the Ben and Dave show we were on. We were on at night, but we did it during the day, and I was so upset. They didn't give us – we were both upset. They never gave us a budget. Like a lot of – I'll let you in on a little dirty secret. A lot of the guests you hear on radio that are so jovial and in a good mood, the reason they're in a good mood is because they're paid to be on the shows. All right, so shows have a budget. Most shows during the day have a budget. They have paid contributors to the show. That's how it works. We were doing a midday show. We had no budget. And the afternoon show – this is a long time ago. And the Dodgers at the time had a manager named Davey Johnson. And they put Davey Johnson, he had a show, he was a paid guest on the afternoon drive show, and he was horrible. So we thought we would do some sarcastic, witty, goofball radio. I happened to be buddies with a player on the Dodgers by the name of Dave Hansen, who was like a pinch hitter in that era of the Dodgers. And so we started putting Dave Hansen on. We called it our Davey show. They had their Davey show, we had our Davey show. The problem, we got in trouble because he was better. Our guy was better. We didn't pay him. He talked about himself. He related to the common man. And what ended up happening in that rivalry, management started paying Dave Hansen to go on the other show. We lost him in the rivalry. All right, there it is. We're up against it. I am on time, either by the clock, for the clock, all about the clock. And there have been a few other things, but that was the one that popped in my head. All right, it's Maller to the third degree. How did we do?
Penny passes.
That is a winner.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Attention, everyone.
And the password is...
Password. You idiot.
Password, the word game of the stars. Here's Ben Maller.
All right, here we go. Let's do it. It is time now for none other than Password, the word game of the stars. We have our contestants lined up, ready to go. I see them. Oh, so one of our contestants hung up, so we'll have to change that up. We've got the caller formerly known, I guess he's still known as John the Pie Guy. Hello, John the Pie Guy.
Hello, Ben and Eddie and all. Hi.
John used to come. John used to come in here, and John the Pie Guy, we just sit around and eat pie. You know, we do the show,
that's why he was the pie guy.
Yeah, he'd bring like a banana cream pie,
really?
An apple pie. Yeah, we just hang out in the studio eating pie. It was
awesome. What's your favorite pie, Roberto? Okay, don't answer that.
Yeah, lemon.
the way he paused made me think there was. Anyway.
Yeah, no.
Pie and wings.
There you go.
I'm a banana cream pie guy. That's my pie. That's what I like. So. John, you look good. You're doing a little better. Things going better for you? Yes?
Yeah, feeling a little better. Got another test coming up next week. I'll have to get some help. Thank you for asking. But pie and wings coming shortly, guys.
We'll make it happen. We'll get you in here again. You can hang out with us. And John,
real quick, Ben.
Yes?
I just want to point out that guy that you said that was lined up to play, that hung up.
Yeah.
He was on hold for like 2 hours.
Ooh.
Direct messaged me and said, hey, man, can I just play Password instead of talking about what I want to talk about?
He was ready to play.
And then he hangs up.
Oh, man.
Right before we start the game. I tried, Andrew.
Well, I was going to put him on there. But it didn't happen. All right. Hold on, John. And we also have the go-to-bed guy who's in the bullpen. Hello, go-to-bed guy.
Hola.
Yes, in Wisconsin. Now, what do you do in Wisconsin? We know that John the Pie Guy is the wing guy and the pie guy and all that. What do you do there in Wisconsin? Go to bed, guy.
I polish concrete floors.
You polish concrete floors. That's
very exciting.
Your gig. That is an exciting gig, yes. A well-polished concrete floor looks very nice. It looks
Yeah, great. And I hate pie.
Yeah, well, pie hates you. How about that? Pie hates you. Pie despises you. Yeah. All right, hold on. So, John, who do you want to partner up with, John? You can play with me, Ben, Eddie. You've got Roberto and Kubalu.
I've been listening to you for almost 20 years, Ben. So I'm going to go with you.
Oh, I'm flattered, John the Pie Guy. We will win. Mark down a W there. Go to bed, guy. Who do you want to partner up with, go to bed, guy?
Coop the Loop.
Okay, that's the team that's going to lose. And we get the password in its entirety next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, right to it we go. We have our matchup set. John the Pie Guy is teamed up with me, Ben, and Go to Bed Guy with the Coop a Loop. That is the matchup. So, John the Pie Guy, you have to pick a number 1 to 10. John, you know how this works. You listen all the time. So, pick a number 1 to 10. And go ahead.
7.
Number 7. All right. Very good. Word number 7. Let's go with, let's see, there's a couple of options I have. I will go with, dial.
Tone.
No. I did not say Mallard Maneuver. I would have been good if I had said Mallard Maneuver. There was no Mallard Maneuver. I just said dial. Go ahead,
Let's
there.
Go, Coop.
No, don't encourage him.
Wow. That's my partner.
I don't like the encouragement.
It's my quarterback.
It's partner.
All right, go to bed, guy. Let's go. You heard.
Whoa,
what was that?
I don't know. Dial tone.
You heard Ben's clue.
Yep.
I'm going to go with holler.
Repeat.
No.
No,
I wanted him to repeat what he said.
Oh.
Oh. I don't believe it.
We'll allow it.
No,
I don't believe it. That doesn't make any sense.
We'll allow it. Shut up, Coop.
See, look at that. It's Eddie against
me. If that
me.
Was Ben, he would totally allow that to happen.
No, I would not. I would not do
that's
that.
A lie.
I would never
I
do
said
that.
Holler.
See, that's Eddie cheering for Koopaloo.
Holler.
I want a fair game.
Call. Yeah.
There it is. See?
Protest.
Yeah. See?
Protest.
Yeah, of course.
Protest.
Of course.
Protest.
No, give it up.
Protest.
That's the lead.
Protest. Protest.
9-0.
9-0.
You see, John the pie guy.
Go to bed guy.
You see, take a knee.
Eddie,
if you want to protest.
I'm taking a knee. I'm taking a knee. Can Nike send me some money? I would like some Nike money. All right.
Well, now you're a weed man hippie?
Yes, I'm like weed man. Shut up. All right, let's continue here.
What kind of guy hates pie? Come
protest.
On.
Everyone loves pie. All right, let's continue. Yes, go ahead. Go to bed, guy. You're actually tied at zero, but go ahead. Pick a number.
Number four.
Number four. All right.
All right, let's go with motor.
Engine.
Oh, man. Oh, it's just a blowout.
Oh, stop.
It's a blowout.
Stop. You didn't get the first one right.
I don't even need the first one.
That was easy. And I blame Garcia, who's the most biased judge over there. Ridiculous. All right, John, focus. It's two against the world here with these people. Pick a number. You got 4 and 7 already gone, so 1 to 10, but no 4, no 7.
8 for the great Kobe Bryant.
Number 8. Why'd you have to throw his name out there? All right, let's go with let's see here. I'll go with this should be easy. Jingle.
Bell.
No! No!
Terrible clue.
That's a great clue. That was a wonderful clue what I gave.
He's stuck on Mahler maneuver.
I'm not doing the Mahler maneuver. I will announce. I will yell Mahler maneuver. I didn't do that.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Coop.
All right, man. Let's nail the coffin here.
That's the dirty cheating.
This is where Ben would stall. By the way,
let's go with tune.
Song.
Yeah.
Oh, good night.
Oh stop!
It is
man.
A final.
Stop.
Are we sweeping them or what?
Yeah, oh, shut up, Blake. Shut up, go to bed, guy. You're a cheater.
This is a slaughter.
You're immoral. You and Eddie are immoral. You people. All right, with your cheating. Go ahead. What's that even?
You people.
You people, yeah. You people.
Yeah.
You're part of this conspiracy.
You people.
You people. That's
repeat
right.
Shouldn't have counted.
That's exactly. Repeat was dirty.
Right, we're up again. I mean, we
go
can
ahead.
Just, I mean, if
go
you want to end it.
Yeah,
mercy rule.
Cheat,
when does
cheat
the mercy
some
rule
more.
Come
repeat.
In?
Repeat.
Number. How about number 5?
Number 5. Jeez.
All right. Let's go with. This is actually harder than it seems. Let's go with.
They're also cheating. I think that's the bigger problem here.
Let's go with snake.
Ben Maller.
Oh! Look at that shot.
Oh, wait a minute.
He's got such a big lead, he's decided to just take shots at
me. I've got the bylaws. It says if you take a shot at me, you lose the game. So, John, the point, guys, you win. You win the game. You get a golden ticket. The bylaws. The bylaws right there.
They're in the
right,
bylaws.
Let's go with serpent. How about that? Serpent. Take your time. Don't mind.
Can he get any points?
Slither.
No. Apparently the answer is no. Doesn't matter.
Scales.
No, you guys, let me tell you something. All right, we're out of time. You people are evil. My man John is a loyal listener. He's battling. He's battling an illness, and you guys conspired against him. You people are going to hell.
The song's
all of you are going to hell.
That's right.
Wow, sorry.
Horrible game. You're all cheaters. You're all heathens.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.